This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Despite mounting criticism, Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, speaking on ABC's This Week, defended his intention to launch a military ground operation in Rafah. That's the border town currently sheltering more than a million Palestinians who say they have nowhere else to go. VOA's Veronica Medeiros Iglesias reports.
More than 28,000 Palestinians, many of them women and children, have been killed in the war, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. Netanyahu dismissed those figures, adding that while a plan is in the works to get civilians out of harm's way, his military will go ahead with a ground operation in Rafah.
Those who say that under no circumstances should we enter Rafah are basically saying, lose the war, keep Hamas there. And Hamas's promise to do the October 7th massacre over and over and over again.
In his assessment, the military pressure applied to Hamas was a key factor in securing the recent release of 110 hostages and affirmed that, quote, victory is within reach. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
America's foreign allies are watching the presidential race and wondering if there's a bumpy ride ahead for international relations. AP's Jackie Quinn.
World leaders are already weighing in. Russia's foreign minister says it really makes no difference if President Biden or former President Trump is reelected. And a Chinese professor of international relations says the two presidential candidates are, quote, like two bowls of poison. Trump this weekend on China says he'll be tough again.
We didn't play games and we took out billions, hundreds of billions of dollars out of China.
While President Biden in November met with Xi Jinping in San Francisco.
Stable relationship between the world's two largest economies is not merely good for the two economies, but for the world.
AP's Jackie Quinn. This is VOA News. Russia attacked Ukraine with a barrage of drones early Sunday. This comes as additional U.S. funding for Ukraine's efforts to defend itself against Russian forces hurdles in a divided U.S. Congress. VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
And recently welcomed fellow NATO member German Chancellor Olaf Scholz to the White House and stressed the need of getting a new Ukraine aid package through the bitterly divided U.S. Congress. Biden's likely challenger for the presidency, Donald Trump, said that as president, he had warned an unidentified NATO member to spend more on defense or Russia can do what it wants.
No, I would not protect you. In fact, I would encourage them to do whatever the hell they want. You got to pay.
In a statement Sunday, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said that any suggestion that NATO allies would not defend each other undermines all of our security, including that of the U.S. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has been hospitalized again following symptoms pointing to an emergent bladder issue. In a statement, the Pentagon said Austin was transported by a security detail to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center around 2:20 Sunday afternoon. Austin has now been transferred and transferred his authority to Deputy Secretary of Defense Kathleen Hicks and remains in the hospital. He was diagnosed with prostate cancer in December and continues to deal with complications. Police say that a woman opened fire with a long gun inside celebrity Pastor Joel Osteen's Texas megachurch before being gunned down by two off-duty police officers who confronted her. VOA's Joe Ramsey has more.
The afternoon shooting at the Houston megachurch sent worshippers scrambling out of the building between busy Sunday services. Authorities say the woman is dead and a 5-year-old boy with her was critically wounded by gunfire. They also say a 57-year-old man was wounded. Osteen joined police at a news conference Sunday afternoon and said the shooting could have been much worse if it had happened during a larger morning service. He said the church is devastated. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Ex-Prime Minister Alexander Stubb has narrowly won Finland's presidential election runoff on Tuesday, or I should say on Sunday, against the foreign minister, Pekka Haavisto. As head of state, Stubb's main task will be to steer the Nordic country's foreign and security policy now that it is a member of NATO following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. With over 99% of the votes counted, Stubb, who is on the center-right, had received 51.6% of the votes, while Haavisto, an independent candidate from the Green Left, got